before we give anything away, we just want to say the standard of work has been mind-blowing, outstanding. Well done, everyone, because... What started to be a novelty has turned into a full-blown serious competition. And I'm mind-blown by the technique. Well done to you all. This was so close. So close, I can't tell you.
The reason we picked the commendation, yes, a lot of effort went into these cakes. And it's the only ones in the whole display that actually did all three designs that were shown to you. So the commendation goes to number two. Who's that?
Oh, who's that, Lucy?
That's Charlotte. Charlotte.
Oh, BBC Radio Stoke's Charlotte Foster commended.
Charlotte. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, in third place, we picked a plate of cakes that had clearly had a lot of effort put in there, lots of different variety of skill. They tasted good. So in third place, it's number eight.
Oh, it's Becky Wood.
Becky Wood. Becky Wood. Shake your hand, Becky Wood. Well done.
Oh. Okay, Louis, on to second place. We're getting very close now.
Right, now, between first and second was really difficult, and we had to taste them quite a few times to try and decide the difference. But in second place, the reason we chose this is that they're very neat. They weren't overly ambitious, which sometimes is a good thing, especially when you're up against the clock. They showed a good variety of skill, lots of different things going on. And they tasted good as well. It was a good sponge. And the plate which we tasted from is empty, and that's a good sign. So, in second place, it's number five.
Oh, that's Perry Spiller.
Perry Spiller. It's getting tense now, then.
It's getting very tense. We're nearly there. Very close.
Okay. So, just a big announcement to make.
In first place, we definitely agreed on this. The bake is brilliant. They're very neat. There's lots of things going on, lots of different things. Probably the best 3D model pudsey on any of them, which kind of swayed it. So the winner, who is getting this absolutely marvellous plate, is number four.
It's Matt Sandoz!
Now that was your prediction.
I called it from the start, Liz, called it.
I'm exhausted, I have to say. I've been to Wembley and covered games in Europa League, but this was actually monumental, compared to that. And I probably did spend an awful lot of time on Pudsey, thinking that that was my showstopper, Louis, you see. And it's clearly worked. But I couldn't have done it without Izzy. I mean, Izzy was a calming influence all the way through, going, no, you're all right, keep going, you've got plenty of time, because she could see the clock and I couldn't. But I have to say thank you to everybody who's been involved, and well done to everybody as well, because I know the pressure that everyone's been under to make these cakes. And it's great fun at the end of the day, but a really, really enjoyable experience. So thank you very much.
Congratulations, Matt Sandoz.